I'm Charlie Turner in the newsroom at the Wall Street Journal. Stocks ended mostly lower Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrials fell 14 points to 26,143. The Nasdaq fell 16. The S&P rose a fraction. Uber Technologies made its IPO papers, the so-called S-1 filing, public Thursday. The company plans to go public in early May following a roadshow later this month. According to the Wall Street Journal, the filing shows that the spectacular growth Uber has enjoyed in its core ride-hailing business has leveled off lately. Four Republican senators now say they'll vote against confirming Herman Cain to the Federal Reserve Board. His nomination would thus be sunk if all Democrats and independents vote no. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow has said the Trump administration is backing Cain's nomination at the moment. TV streaming services are raising their prices, hurting the savings of millions of Americans who've cut the cord. YouTube TV, started 2 years ago as a lower-cost alternative to cable, said this week it was raising its monthly rate by $10 to $50 and adding channels such as HGTV and Food Network. T-Mobile US, a wireless carrier that's been looking to jump into the video business, said it would start selling a $100 monthly home TV service with more than 275 available channels. The latest price hikes come ahead of the introduction of new streaming services from media heavyweights such as Disney and AT&T's Warner Media, and new entrants such as Apple. For more, head to WSJ.com or the WSJ app.